Hello, world. This is Wichita. From out of the files of a great newspaper come great stories of a great city. Stories of Wichita, the peerless princess of the prairies. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has been recording the progress of this city from cowtown to great metropolis, and now through the magic of radio, these stories of the past live again. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle brings you an amusing picture of early day etiquette and society in the year 1872. Throughout the pages of the Eagle that was published in 1872, appear numerous hints on etiquette, such as...
No young lady who is not married ever speaks to a strange man on the street unless she has been properly introduced. And then she should only acknowledge the introduction by dropping her eyes.
Well, we have no way of knowing how many eyes were dropped in an attempt to follow this advice. But we can tell you a very proper and effective way to get your message across to many strangers. Just place an ad in the Wichita Eagle. Whatever message you may want to send out, whatever you may want to sell or to buy, the Eagle Classified Advertising section is the medium for you. Place your ad with Kansas' largest classified media, where the market you were seeking will be reached. The Eagle goes into more homes in Wichita and adjacent territory than any other newspaper. And now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, sets the mood for our show tonight with Polish Dance by Szarwenka.
Thank you.
time now to lift the curtain on tonight's drama of the past, inspired by the back files of the Wichita Eagle. Have you ever wondered how an old-fashioned lady with all her petticoats and skirts went about the task of taking a bath without any of the advantages of modern plumbing? Well, let's listen to this advice from an 1872 copy of the Eagle.
Let me see. Mrs. Swisholm says young ladies should prize cleanliness as one of the most sacred virtues. The morning bath is very necessary. Young ladies, you want only a basin of water, a towel, a rag, and 5 minutes' time. When you get up in the morning, pin a petticoat very loosely at the waist. Take your rag, well rested, and slap your arms and chest. Throw a handful of water around your ears and neck. Then throw a towel across your back and saw it dry. Rub fast until you are quite dry. Put on your chemise sleeves. Draw on a nightgown to keep from chilling while you tuck your skirts up under one arm until you wash and dry one limb. Then drop that side and do the other likewise. But be sure that the smaller the back and the sides get their full share of rubbing. This done, sit down, dip one foot in the basin, rub and dry it, put on your stocking and shoe, and then wash the other.
Yes, this was the advice to young ladies in 1872. But now let's continue with our little story for tonight.
Josephine, I hope you carefully read that very excellent article in the Eagle.
Yes, I read it, but I don't like it.
Indeed, young lady. And are you going to tell me that you disagree with an authority like Mrs. Swisholm?
I'm just saying I don't see any use in going to all that fuss over taking a bath. Especially when you're so close to Chisholm Creek.
Mercy days, child. You can't take a bath in Chisholm Creek.
Why not? I always took a bath in the creek at Dad's ranch.
But you're not on your father's ranch now.
Worse luck, I say.
Josephine, I fear you're a tomboy.
Auntie, I fear you're right.
That will do. No impertinence, young lady. Your father sent you to me to educate and bring you up in the manner of a very fashionable young lady.
But I don't want to be a lady.
Josephine, that will do.
But, Auntie...
That will do, I said. Now, please remember that you are living in the city and that I'm not going to have you disgracing me with any of your wild tomboy actions.
Yes, Auntie.
Oh, dear, I don't know why I ever undertook this task. Your father shouldn't have allowed you to remain on that ranch so long. The idea of letting a girl grow up among wild cowboys and without the guiding hand of a woman, too. Josephine, are you listening to me? Josephine, what are you doing?
Gee, nice. Hello there!
Well, who in the world are you yelling to?
That man.
What man?
The handsome one. Oh, I like him.
Josephine.
Hello there!
Josephine, stop that this instant. Get away from that window.
Oh, Annie, he's looking this way.
More the pity that he is. Oh, this is disgraceful. Now I'll have to pull the curtain.
Oh, no.
There. Now, Josephine, let me make it very definite and very plain to you that a young lady does not call to a strange man. Why, you don't even speak to a strange man on the street.
Why not?
Why?
Yes, why not? I want to know him.
Oh, for pity's sake, I never heard of such a thing. Josephine, a young lady never wants to know a young man.
Never?
Well, certainly not. It isn't modest or maidenly to display the slightest interest in a male.
Well, why not? For Pete's sake,
Josephine,
Annie?
That isn't a very ladylike expression.
Well, then, for pity's sake, Sandy. Why can't I want to meet that man? I like him. Whenever Dad had any new cowboys at the ranch, I always just walked up and introduced myself. I usually just said howdy.
Very improper. Very improper.
Well, gosh.
Don't say gosh.
Well, oh, hang it all. How does a polite, nice, refined lady like you want me to be go about meeting with a fella?
Oh, that will come in time, my dear. We're going to have a social season this year in Wichita, and there will be numerous of balls attended by eligible young men.
A ball? A dance, you mean?
Yes, there will be dancing.
And will he be there?
Will who be there?
Him, the man, the good-looking one I was waving to.
Certainly not. That is... I don't know.
But he smiled at me.
Then he's no gentleman. Oh. I shall see that you're not introduced. You shan't meet him. Oh, my. Now, who can that be? Perhaps it's the committee for the Grand Calico Ball.
Or perhaps the man I waved to.
Don't be ridiculous.
How do you do?
That idiot is the man I waved at.
Oh, Mercy, Josephine, be quiet. Young man, what do you want?
Why, I'd like to introduce myself.
Oh, please do.
Josephine, be quiet.
As I started to say...
Young man... This is all very improper. I think it's best you say good day.
All right. All right, I'll say good day. Good day. In fact, it's a darn good day when a very lovely young lady takes enough interest in a rather lonely young man to call him on the street and to, ow!
You scallywag!
What did you do that for?
That should teach you not to presume so much. Now, good day.
Just a minute. I refuse to end this
now. Now, you take your foot out of that door, or I'll scream for help. Oh, Josephine, look what you've done. No telling who this scoundrel is.
Oh, gosh, Annie, you haven't given him a chance to tell us.
Thank you.
Don't go around slapping men's faces. I don't know much about etiquette, but that sure don't seem proper to me.
Oh, you're quite right, my dear.
My name's Josie. My aunt calls me Josephine, but I prefer Josie. I just came to this town. I was raised in a ranch. I can ride, rope, shoot, and bulldog a steer as good as any cowboy alive. I'm right pleased to meet you, mister.
The name is Boyd. My friends call me Boy. My enemies call me many things not so pleasant. And I can beat any man in the country, a blackjack, casino, keno, faro, straight poker.
A gambler. Oh.
And I'm pleased to meet you, Josie. I think you're wonderful.
Thanks. Same to you. Put her there.
Oh.
Your aunt seems to have fallen on the floor.
Yeah, another one of her fainting fits.
But why?
Because on account of the way you and me met.
So?
Yeah, it ain't etiquette.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there. Oh,
there. I feel terrible. Oh, my goodness. There now, Mrs. Effa, you're going to feel better. My, it was fortunate I came when I did.
Oh, Mrs. Jones, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I'm just about done.
So I see what has ever happened.
Oh, it's my fault, Mrs. Jones. I was just getting acquainted with a man, and I guess I didn't do it according to etiquette.
Gracious! You don't mean that man who was standing in the door when I came up?
Yes, isn't it horrible? My niece just called to him from the window.
My!
Of course, I can forgive her. She hasn't learned how a lady should act yet. You see, my brother raised her on a ranch. But that man couldn't have been a gentleman, or he would have gone on.
Well, I can tell you, he certainly is no gentleman. Why, don't you know who he is?
No, who?
Well, that's young Boyd Bayer. Surely you know that nice Mr. Bayer?
Oh, yes, but that awful man, surely he's not Mr. Bayer's
son. Well, Mr. Bayer disowned him, put him out of his life. Boyd refused to run his father's farm and prefers to make his living gambling.
Oh, that's terrible. Now see what you've done, Josephine.
Yes, Sandy.
You've met a gambler, a black sheep.
Yes, a man disowned by his own father.
And all of this happened just because you didn't follow the rules of etiquette.
My dear girl, you really must be careful. Don't be so impetuous. Now, I'm sure your aunt and I can see that you meet the right young man at the right time.
Well, I'm sorry, lady.
Sorry?
Yes, you see, it won't be necessary for you to see that I meet the right young man.
Indeed, and why not?
Because, Auntie, I'm quite sure I've already met the right young man.
Yeah, I still got some more money. It's always one thing after
the
other.
Come on,
Bill. Well, it looks like you win again, Boyd.
Yes, I guess I do, boys. Sorry to take your money.
Oh, we're not through yet. Deal me another hand.
All right. Your punishment, not mine.
Yeah, that's right. Reward. Yes, say, Boyd, the bartender seems to be calling you over there.
Hey, yeah, what is it, Tom?
Some lady wants you outside. She says she's got to see you.
Oh, a young lady? To see me?
Yeah, she said come right away or she's coming in.
Oh, well, now who on... Oh. Oh, I know that one. Well, sorry, boys. I've got to check out here.
Oh, no, you don't. Wait a minute.
You can't leave now.
You've got to give us a chance to get back our money.
Sorry, boys. The game's over.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Didn't you hear the man say that the young lady's waiting for me? Well, good afternoon, and thank you. I'll meet you gentlemen again someday.
Boyd, I'm sorry, but I had to see you.
Josie, what are you doing hanging around Keno Corner?
I just had to see you.
Well, you little hardhead. You can't do this.
But I did. Boyd, you can't do me like this.
Now, look, Josie, you're a nice girl. But your aunt's right. I have no right to take advantage of your disregard for the rules of etiquette.
Don't bother, Ration. Boyd, don't talk like that. I'm sick of etiquette, sick of rules on how to act and how to think. I just want to be myself, natural.
That's how people get into trouble.
I don't care. I'd rather get in trouble than be the way I am. I don't want to be a lady.
Why, Josie, what would your aunt say to that?
Oh, she'd think.
No doubt. By the way, where is the old girl? I mean, where is your charming aunt?
Oh, she and Mrs. Jones went up to Mr. Murdoch's office. They're getting an article put in the paper.
Oh, society news, eh?
I suppose. It's about the Grand Calico Ball they're going to have tomorrow night.
Very first class in every way.
Yes, Annie says that this town has to have a first class ball in order to show up that town of Leavenworth.
That's right. Wichita can't let Leavenworth get ahead of it.
It's going to be pretty nice, Boyd.
Why, sure it will.
Will you be there?
Me?
Yes, won't you come?
Why, Josie, haven't you read the paper? It says the ball is to be strictly first class.
Well?
Well, that means gamblers, drunkards, and cowboys aren't invited.
Oh, botheration. That doesn't mean you, Boyd.
I'm afraid it does, Josie.
Oh, I hate them, all of them with their high in my ears.
No, Josie, don't do that. They've got the right idea.
Oh, it's all just put on. Just a lot of grand airs that don't mean anything to anybody.
No, that's not quite right, Josie. This town's growing, getting itself established. Men and women are settling here and making a town out of it. Making it something permanent. People are getting married and raising children and planning to found homes that will last for generation after generation. And they want something better and nicer than the cheap dance halls and the rough-and-ready saloon for their social gatherings. Leavenworth has already got that started. And they're inclined to be a little snobbish about it. But that's all right, Josie. Wichita will get itself all dolled up in party clothes, too. Yes, sir. We'll have gay meetings, and we'll dance and laugh and talk like civilized folks. We'll be something more than just a cow town.
Gee, what? Well, gee, boy, that's pretty.
Is it?
Yeah, you can talk. Talk nice. Nicer than a lot of folks I've met that pretend to be something.
Well, Josie, I'll tell you a secret. Now, don't let this get around town.
No?
But you see, I'm really not such a terrible fella. No, sir, in spite of the fact that nice ladies blush when they see me, and my father, Josie, you see that fine-looking old man coming down the street?
Yes.
That's my father. He hasn't spoken to me for over a year. Passes me on the street, and although I speak to him, he just... Well, here he is, I'll show you. How do you do, Father? You see? He goes on by. Doesn't know me anymore. People who know him say, isn't it a shame? He's such a fine man, such an upright citizen. And his son is such a worthless scoundrel, a common gambler.
Why do you have to be, Boyd? Gee, the first time I ever saw you walking down Douglas Avenue, I said, now there's one elegant gentleman. I said that to myself. And he was talking about manners and etiquette, and there you came along, and you just seemed like all of that.
Thanks, Josie. Oh, you're a wonderful little girl.
I'm not a little girl.
Oh, no, you're a lady.
I'm not that. I'm too forward and too wild, and I don't do things right. Guess I wasn't brought up that way. On my dad's ranch, we sort of judge a man by what he is, what he really is. And we go a lot by the way he looks in the face and in the eyes, not by how he's dressed.
Well, Josie, real ladies do a lot of that, too. They learn to value people for what their real character represents.
That's why I like you, Boyd. Why, I don't care what everyone else in town says. I know you're good. You're nothing else but good.
Well, maybe someday a few people might agree with you. Maybe someday.
But why not now, Boyd? Sure, a lot of people don't respect you because you're earning your living this way by gambling and all, but you don't have to.
Better do, Joseph.
No, you don't. Gosh, your dad's got land. Oh, there's nothing so wonderful and solid as that, Boyd. Gee, you could raise cattle and wheat, and you can make the land pay. That's the way right-thinking, worthwhile people do.
Well, sure, but...
But what, Boyd? Why can't you?
Josie, I'm going to tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve an explanation. Anyone who can have the faith in the man the way you do me deserves an explanation of why you've got to forget me and put me entirely out of your mind.
No, I won't. I'll never do that, Boyd, never. Oh, I'm going to see you come to that ball and see you bow to ladies and shake hands with men, and I'm going to see your dad speak to you and love you.
Josie.
Love you like, well, almost as much as I do.
Josie.
Oh, there, I said it, but I don't care. I do love
Josie,
you.
Josie, little darling, will you listen to me? I'm a gambler not because I want to be. I'm disgracing my father not because I want to, but because there's no other way. Listen, my father had two sons. He loved one a lot, was proud of him, crazy about him. That son wasn't me. It was my brother. Well, my brother went away to college back east. And then he got in with a big firm in Chicago. Made my dad very proud. Very, very proud, yes. And although he never said so in so many words, he always sort of looked at me as if I'd let him down. You know, I'm easygoing most of the time, and I like fun and laughter. Well, my smart brother, the one my dad was really proud of, he got in trouble, stole a lot of money. He gambled it away, lost. The owner of the firm was going to send him to jail unless the money could be repaid. How was it to be repaid and still keep the scandal away from my dad?
You helped him?
Yes. Yes, I wanted to.
You've been paying his debts.
Yes, by gambling. I just happened to be good at it. And also a little shady.
Oh, no.
Yes, shady, Josie. Someday I'll end up with a bullet in my back or a knife in my ribs. I'll get caught and I'll die. People will say that's what a card cheat deserves. And they'll be right. My father will cringe at the disgrace, but he'll still be proud of the son he loves. His good, smart son.
Boy, that isn't right. It isn't right.
Yes, it is. Why should my father know the one son he really was proud of was a thief? Why should he lose two sons? He gave me up a long time ago, so why shouldn't I take the name of two scoundrels? At least my father has something. One son that he can be proud of. Well, now you know. Now you can get back to your aunt and learn to be a lady. Meet some nice boy at the ball tomorrow night and get married and forget about me. Go on before I forget my etiquette and turn you across my knee and spank you for being such a silly little fool as to follow a man like me.
Leavenworth, Kansas isn't the only town that can stage a proper ball.
Certainly not. Wichita folks can be just as proper. But, oh, dear, I am worried about my niece.
Yes, I can understand. She's a strange child.
Well, I've introduced her to any number of nice young men, but she won't dance with them.
She won't even dance with my son. You know what she told him?
No, what?
She said she was waiting for someone. Someone very important.
Oh, mercy, she couldn't mean that awful boy Bear.
Well, who else?
Oh, dear. Oh, the disgrace of him. Oh, he wouldn't dare show up at the ball. Why, he couldn't. Or could he? Oh, my, what would I do if he came?
You mean, what would she do?
Oh, I'd simply die if he were to come here.
I wouldn't say that if I were you. Here he comes.
What?
Here's this boy Bear.
Oh, mercy, I must stop. Josephine!
Wait. Look who's with him. His father.
What? His father?
Yes, they're together. They're coming this way.
How do you do, Mrs. Enfield?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Bear?
I presume you know my son.
Oh, why,
We've had the pleasure of meeting.
And now may I present my son to your charming niece, whom I met this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yes, she paid me a visit, for which I shall always be grateful to her for the rest of my life. Miss Dale, may I present my son, Boyd Bear?
How do you do? Pleased to make your acquaintance, I'm quite sure.
Josie, you incorrigible, adorable giver away of secrets.
Josie, bless you for giving away secrets that shouldn't have been kept in the first place. Well, I hope this constitutes a proper introduction in keeping with the rules of good society. Mrs. Effer, your calico ball seems to be quite a success.
Oh, I think I'm going to say. Mr. Bear, you mean you've forgiven your son?
Thanks to your charming niece, I have learned the truth. I'm proud of Boyd, my son.
Josie, they're playing a waltz. It's a love waltz. May I have the honor?
May you? Gosh, I've been waiting all evening for you to have the honor.
Then, well, let's not waste any more time.
That wonderful boy, the music and the people. Oh, it's so wonderful. We're introduced properly now, and everything's all right now. And you're going to quit gambling, and I'm going to learn a lady. And boy, you're not too mad at me because I didn't keep the secret you told me, are you? Honest, boy, that's the last time, first and last time I'll ever give away a secret you tell me, honest. You can tell me a million, and I'll never give more.
All right. I just test you out.
All right, tell me a secret. You'll see how I keep it. No one will know, no one.
All right, this is it. I love you, Josie. I want you to marry me.
What? Oh, Annie! He loves me! He wants me to marry him! Oh, I forgot, boy, it was a secret. Oh, boy, everyone's staring at it. Oh, gee, I wonder if I'll ever learn etiquette.
And so our curtain falls on another little drama out of the lives of those who lived yesterday in Wichita, when Wichita was young. All characters in this play are fictitious, but the background and events are authentic. Every Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you dramas of the past. And every evening and every day, the Wichita Eagle brings you the latest news of the world. Next Friday evening, this show will be heard 1/2 hour later than the usual time. Tune in at 8 o'clock for another story of your city and mine. Listen to This is Wichita.